لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك، إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك، لبيك اللهم لبيك.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hajj is a great season for Muslims. Hajj, performing Hajj, is the fifth pillar of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed us to perform Hajj when he said in Surah Al-Imran, and it is an obligation for Allah on all mankind to perform Hajj for those who can afford it. Being a pillar of Islam does not exclude the fact that performing it has great rewards. Hajj, brothers and sisters, has great virtues which have been narrated to us by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here are some of the hadiths which I'm sure that are famous and known to many Muslims, but as a kind of motivating us, motivating ourselves, motivating those who are about to start this journey to Hajj, let's remind ourselves with these hadiths. The first of such hadiths is that the Prophet ﷺ said, من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه. Whoever performs Hajj for the sake of Allah and therein utters no evil nor commits any evil act would return from his Hajj as the day his mother gives birth to him. That is, he would return pure from sins as if he was just born. In a second hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized that same meaning by saying, Al-Hajj yahdimu ma qabla. That is, Hajj wipes off whatever sins committed before it. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam requested us to continue performing Hajj and Umrah, although the obligation is satisfied by performing Hajj once in lifetime. It is highly recommended that people do this journey from time to time and keep doing it during their lives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, keep on doing Hajj and Umrah, for they eliminate poverty and sin, just as the bellows eliminate impurity. impurities from iron and gold and silver. And in one more hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the people for Hajj and Umrah as being the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people performing Hajj and Umrah are the guests of Allah. If they ask him something, he will give it to them. And if they ask his forgiveness, he will forgive them. Yet there is one more hadith. And that's the hadith I would like to emphasize more on today. The hadith says that الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. الحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. Now I have seen this hadith translated as an accepted Hajj has no less reward than paradise. And translating al-mabrur as accepted is not very precise. And I would like to spend today's talk to you about the meaning of Al-Mabrur. What does it mean when the Prophet said Al-Hajj Al-Mabrur? Now excuse me, but I have to link that term to its Arabic roots, because this is the only way we can understand and appreciate what is meant by Al-Hajj Al-Mabrur. Al-Mabrur, brothers and sisters, comes from the root Al-Birr. Al-Mabrur is something that is full of birr. So when your Hajj is full of birr, it's called Hajjun Mabrur. So what is Al-Birr? Al-Birr, which is usually translated as righteousness, has been mentioned in more than one context or in more than one meaning in Quran and Sunnah. In particular, there are two clear meanings of Al-Birr. One of those meanings we find in Al-Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر and so on. In this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying البر, he is defining what and he said البر is to believe in Allah, in the last day, in the angels, in the book, in the prophets, to give money though you love it to those who need it, and so on and so forth. And the verse continued mentioning those great actions and describing them as al-birr. So al-birr is to do these things, is to believe in Allah and His prophets and angels and the book, is to perform prayers, is to help those who need, and so on. This is one of the meaning of Al-Birr. Now let's go back to Al-Hajj Al-Mabrur. So Al-Hajj Al-Mabrur is that Hajj which is full of good actions and deeds which you perform out of your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which you keep observing your prayers and help those who need, and so on. So that's one of the things we have to observe in Hajj, to have our Hajj full of good actions and deeds. All the hours and minutes of those few days of Hajj should be full of good deeds and actions. And that's one way how we make our Hajj mabrur. The second meaning of al-birr is what we read in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said and defined al-birr by saying, al-birru husnul khuluq. That's another dimension of al-birr and how al-birr can be achieved. Al-birru husnul khuluq. Al-birr is good morals, having good characteristics or dealing well with people. This is al-birr. In fact, in one hadith, when the Prophet once mentioned to the companions that al-hajj al-mabrur has no reward but al-jannah, they asked him, O Messenger of Allah, how can we make our hajj mabrur? They said, وَمَا بِرُّ الْحَجِّ? What is birr in hajj? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, بِرُّ الْحَجِّ إِطْعَامُ الطَّعَامُ وَطِيبُ الْكَلَامُ. You achieve birr in hajj by feeding people, those who need, and by talking nicely to others. إِطْعَامُ الطَّعَامُ وَطِيبُ الْكَلَامُ. So that's another dimension of al-birr. And this is how we make our hajj mabrur. By being of good morals and by behaving well to the people around us during Hajj. That's one very important meaning of Hajj, or of birr in Hajj. And in fact, that coincides with the first hadith we just mentioned, that whoever performs Hajj and does not utter any word of evil or hurts others, that's out of al-birr. It is very much needed, brothers and sisters, that one would behave in a nice way to his fellow brothers and sisters in Hajj. Of course, we should always be behaving well to others. That's a general command of Islam. But in Hajj, that's even more needed to be emphasized on. For Hajj is a hard time. Hajj is a tough journey. It's difficult. You travel for long distances. You stay for hours and hours in buses. You mix with the crowds. You don't have your meals as regular as you used to have them. You don't have what you always, you know, desire to have. It's really tough. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Hajj jihad. Al-Hajj is a kind of jihad. And when it is tough and difficult, it is the time where people need to show gentleness and kindness to each other. You know, brothers and sisters, when you are sitting in air-conditioned places and we have all the food we look for and everything is nice and smooth, everybody behaves well. You know, there is no reason to get angry, there is no reason to get upset. So everybody looks nice and, you know, kind and so on. But really, what matters and what is important is the time of difficulty. How do you behave to others when it is tough, when it is difficult, when it is crowded, when it is hot, when it is cold, when you don't have enough food, and so on. So this is a meaning that is very important to observe. Unfortunately, we see many of those who go for Hajj, they don't represent the characteristics of a Muslim during Hajj. They don't show the care and kindness and gentleness and easygoing that they should show when they deal with their neighbors and, you know, with their partners and their people who are in the same tent. So, to conclude, brothers and sisters, Al-Hajj al-Mabrur has no less reward than paradise, Al-Jannah. And if you care about having حج مبرور إن شاء الله, then keep these two pieces of advice in mind. Make use of every minute when you are in Hajj. Don't waste time. Those minutes are very precious. From the minute you start your journey home, every minute counts and it's precious. Precious. Use it in reading Quran, in making talbiyah, in making dua, and so on. Observe the prayers in their times. So make your Hajj full of good deeds. And be as nice as you can be to others. Be as helpful as you can be to others. Try to give some of your desires for the sake of others. Try to accommodate others. Try to be nice when it is crowded. Try to help those who need the help. And there are many of these in Hajj. You will find lost people who need to be guided. You find weak people who need to be helped. You find people who, hungry people who need to be fed. You will find all sorts of people of different needs that need some help. And by offering them the help, and by being kind and helpful to your brothers and sisters, then that's one of the great things that you may do in Hajj. May Allah make our Hajj mabrur and for His sake, and Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
لبيك اللهم لبيك, لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك, إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك, لبيك اللهم